Michelle Malachim's sweetest friends. She should be a special schutz for Chayochem and Fege Bas Michaela Dispasia, Psarach Sharchuli Soil. The Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, we're continuing our series, Mitzvah Reish Yud, Mitzvah Slice to say, Raitisha Zirana Shalikzor Kola Zarua, Vayashim and Asher Slanim Bekte Asada, Born Loy Tzachala Pasel Chubi Kotzercha, Lav Zen Nitek Lesser Shehuk Sheovar Vikitza, Kid Vekotza, Kola Zarua Yitin Lanim, Shira Peyam and Adavra Nikzor, Born Mitz Barach, Lani Blegiat Hazo Vesam, Moshe Biyarno Mitzvah Essay. So, there is a mitzvah, or an aveira, not to cut all of the end of the field, the peah, the edge of the field. You're supposed to leave for the aniyim. You have to leave some for the aniyim. You can't cut it all down. But it's a labanitik la'aseh. Even if you did cut it down, you should still take that amount that you would give for peah and give it to the aniyim. So the essay fixes the lab. And if he was over and he cut it down, so you should still give it to the ani. Ani v'leget hazav v'isav. So again, we're basing, as always, our analysis on the Torah of Hagayin Rav Fala Kohen Kunstler Shlita. We see from this Rambam that this lab of la sechal pasotcha is nitak le'ese of la ani v'leget hazav v'isav. Loi sechale, don't cut it down, but if you do, you could still give it to the ani and the ger. Well, there are zeh kosev bereishul chasmat nesaniim hil alach beis over bekotzer is called sada or osaf called peris ilan lekech mimash kotzer osaf meat v'nois nelaniim shenesinaso in mitzvahs esse. So if a person was over and he cut down the whole field, or he gathered all the peris ilan, so what does he do? He takes what he cut down or what he gathered, and he gives a little bit to the aniyim. This is a mitzvah asay of la'ani v'lager tazav oisim halacha hever. After he explains the din of leket and peret, he writes, halamat shekulen mitzvahs lois asay shenitek la'asay. These are all mitzvahs lois asay. Even if he takes it for himself, he should still give it to the aniyim. So it's a lava nitek la'asay based on the sugya in Makkos, and after Zion, Amud Beis. He writes, "V'im loikiyim ha'esei shebehem loike." If he's not mekayim the essay, then he is loike. Tell me, has to be mekayim the essay. If he's not mekayim the essay, it's Malkus. And when Malkus says, it's a case of kimu v'lo kimu, that you, the Gemara there's talking about whether one is over if he isn't Mekayim, or he's actually mevatel it, that he can't be Mekayim it anymore. But there's a Mishkachas Lav Kimo Belo Kimo, so even if he's not Mekayim it, he gets Malkus. And Vim Lo Kimo Ese B'Shemem Loke. Okay, great. Ayin Shem in the Sugya. And for our purposes, we need to know the Sigya and Tmura. Tmura has a famous machlekes of whether if you do what the Torah says you're not allowed to do, do you get Malkus or do you not get Malkus? Is it effective or not effective? Kol milsa dav marachman ala sabit yavid mahani aloy mahani. The Torah says not to do it and did it anyway. Is it effective or not effective? So it says there, machlekes abayin rabbas. And where it says, I pay a, but the Torah says, "Lo sechal pasel tcha b'kotzucha." Time it's pale afresh min hakomeh. Lo yafresh min hakama. Yafresh min amrim. Lo yafresh min amrim. Yafresh min hakriish. La tshol mircho. So you should really take it from the standing grain. You should separate the peah. If you didn't from the sheaves that you cut down, if you didn't from the pile before you smoothed it out, if you smoothed it out, then you give meiser and then you give it to the ani. You can even take it from the dough. Even if you made it into dough, you can still give it to the ani. So you have to see, it's a kasha and a baye, because it says, Rabbi says that yavid mahani, if you do it, it's effective against the Torah. Here it's not. because the Torah says don't cut it down. But it doesn't help you to cut it down. You still have to give it to the yoni. So Tiyufta Dabayu says the mahani. You see, it's loy mahani. So the Gemara answers Amlocha Abaye, Shani Yasam Don't Require Tazif Tazif. So the Netzer were Tazif in the Meila. That means that even if you did cut it down, you still have to give it to the yoni. And Rav is going to tell you, what is he going to do with the extra tazel? There's another aziva like this, and that's a mafkir karmai. He learned something else from this extra aziva. So we see from the sugya and tmura that Ravu holds the yavid loy mahani. It makes sense that there's an obligation to give payah even after he was over on Lo Sechale. Because even though Yavad Lo Mahani, it doesn't matter. Because Yavad Lo Mahani, so when he cut it down, it doesn't stop him from being obligated in payah. Because Yavad, just by cutting it down Lo Mahani, it's not effective, he's still obligated. That's only according to Abaye, that Abaye holds Mahani. We have a kasha from the Braisa. Baraka liba de Abaye, that Mahani with a kasha from the Braisa. Abaye, you say it's effective. So how can it happen if you cut it down? You still have to give it. Cutting it down should be effective, even though the Torah says not to cut it down. Once you cut it down, it's effective that you're no longer chayiv in peya. And you see, you still are chayiv in peya. It's a kasha and Abaye. So according to Abaye, you need to come onto the special drosha of Tazlif to tell you that you still chayv even though you cut it down. The Shar HaMelech in Hilchos Gerushin is Tameh from the Sugya and Tmura and the Psak of the Rambam that the lav of Lo Sechale is Nitak Le'ese. Rambam holds that the lav of Lo Sechale is Nitak Le'ese. Because according to Rava, who doesn't darshan the extra tazov, to tell you this din that you're chayv even after you cut it down, that you're mafresh min ha'morim min ha'keri, that you have to separate the peyah, even from the sheaves, even from the pile, it's not because it's a lab and nitik la'esei, but yavad lo mahani, so you still have the ikar mitzvah peyah. So Bishlam, according to Abaye, we can say that's what we learn from Tazlev, that it's Mechadish, that the essay is Metakin the Lav of Lo Sechale, and that's the glimmer of Tazlev, that even from the extra Tazlev, leave it, it means even after you cut it down, you still have to leave it. So it's telling us that this Lav is, that's the essay is Menatik the Lav, it's fixing the Lav. Hashem can't leave the Rova, you don't have to come onto the essay fixing the Lav, because for crying out loud, you weren't over on the lav in the first place because he offered loy mahani. It wasn't effective cutting it down. So fizeh frektishara melech. How does the Rambam paskin that it's considered a lav in nitik la'esei? According to those who hold b'shitas Rambam that we paskin like Rava that he offered loy mahani. If we paskin like Rava, he offered loy mahani. Then why is there a lav in nitik la'esei? It's not a lav in nitik la'esei. It was never over on the lav. That you need the essay to be menatik the lav. That's the kasha of the Shar HaMelech. Another kasha he asks in the Ikar Sugi of Tmure, that according to Rova, that you don't need a pasuk to tell you mafrish min amarim. You still a chayv in peya. And therefore he says that the extra tazov is to tell you a different thing. Tells us the din of somebody who is mafkir kaumai, one renounced ownership of his vineyard, thereby exempting it from matnas aniyim and meiser v'hishkim u'batzrei, and then he gets up in the morning and he retakes possession of it, he harvests it, so he's chayiv in matnas aniyim. Parrot Oila Shicha Peya. He learns a different din from the extra Tazif. So the kasha and the sugya is, why doesn't the Gemara explain that according to Rava, we need the pasuk to tell us that there's a special essay and that it's a lavanitical essay? Doesn't. There is no essay according to Rava. The question is, why not? Make it a special essay to give it, even though you cut it down. That's the kash of the Shaar HaMelech. So it appears as follows. That the Gemara was Mitara to leave it that by. Shiny Hassan Domar Kra Tazav Yisera. You can explain this in two ways. You can say that it's true that normally Abai holds Yavid Mahani with regard to Peya. The Torah was Gozer Deloy Mahani. And Memela, you still have a mitzvah of Pei even from Amarim. Just like Rava holds. And even though Ba'alma normally Yavid Mahani, here Loi Mahani. Because it says Tazav Yaseiru. So what's the extra Tazav? The extra Tazav is teaching you that here there's still a mitzvah Peya. Even though normally Mahani, but here there's a Gzer of Lo Mahani, just like Rava holds. And we see that in Tosfos. That's the way Abai is learning. Abai is learning that normally we say, Iyavid Mahani, and therefore, it should be that he cuts it down, he's no longer Chayiv in Peya. By Peya, we say Loi Mahani. However, we can also explain differently that the MS, even by Peah, by holds like normally. Yavid Mahani. And that the Yermafresh Ben Amarim is because there's the chiddush of the extra Tazav is a new chiyuv of a fresh as Peya. And it's true that Be'emes, what he did was effective and it no longer has a mitzvah of Peya. The chiddush of the pasuk is of the extra Tazav is that there's a new chiyuv that is upon somebody who's over on the lab of Lois Sechale that he has to separate now from the crop. And therefore, he's chayav lahafresh min amarim min akri, not because of the ikar mitzvahs peya. So either we say here it isn't effective, and therefore he still has to be mekayim the ikar mitzvahs peya, or we say that it is effective, that he cut it down, and he has a new mitzvah. Cutting down was effective that he was over the avera, now he has a new mitzvah. And with this, we can understand the Rambam. We see the Rambam. We see this in the Rambam, because in the Sefer HaMitzvot, Reisha Dalet, in the Lav of Shichacha, he explains there that it's nitak la'asei, shim ovar v'loch l'chayv l'hashiva l'anim. He has to give it back to the anim. And he explains there that Mount Nisanim is the nitak la'asei. Dimyon ze apeim kitzer oisa. Einar chayev malchus. Miyach akotzer aveshel lohoshi vashibolim. But so it's meduik medivrei Rambam that Yitzod Din Pei and other matnasanim after he was over on the log is a chayvus hashava. So you see the chayvus hafreshman and amorim and akri is not because it still has the ikru chayvus hanachas hapeya. Because betchila there was no din of hashava. But now it's a new chiyuv, it's like hashavas hagzeil akopanim, it's clear, like we said the second side, that the din hafreshim and amorim is a new chiyuv, not because of the ikru mitzvah hanachas hapeya. Now derech zeh, we see in Matnas Aniyim and Alocha Aleph, the Rambam opens up. Leave a little bit for the Aniyim. So if he harvested the whole field, he takes a little bit and he gives it to the Aniyim, and because that's a mitzvah esei. So the Rambam and Halacha Hebikra Chiyuv doesn't mention at all there's a mitzvah of Tazav Oysam. And it's true, as a milsad the pshita of the mitzvah of Tazav, even Meikara, like it says Lahejin, the Sefer Mitzvahs in the Minyan Asim, and all this in the Ramazim and the Reish Halachas, he writes mitzvah Laniach Peah. So it would appear Pashat that his Kavan is the Hanacha Bakamik Yikr Mitzvah, so leaving it as the Yikr Mitzvah, Akopanah Bahalachas, he doesn't at all mention the mitzvah essay. And he was kaveh the ikar mitzvah essay of Tazav when he was already over in Kotzer. So it would appear clear that it's a special chiyuv on an instance, for an instance where he was already over and he already harvested it. And the chiyuv to be mafresh afterwards is not because of the ikar mitzvah of anachas hapeya, but rather a new mitzvah, the new mitzvah of leaving it over, of giving it even after he cut it. So in the other area, in other places, the Rambam says that the ikar mitzvah is there's an ikar mitzvah, the mitzvah essay to leave it there in the first place. And here the Rambam in the Halachas, the Rambam doesn't say there's a mitzvah to leave it in the first place. The Rambam says, he shouldn't be kotzer the whole sada, yaniach lo sechale, and then the positive part, the Rambam only puts after he cut it down. The positive part isn't beforehand. The positive part is only after he cut it down. The kvardiyek, Rav Mibrisk brought the Ksavim to Tmura, Lashon Ramam Over Vakatzer Vinoisnei Laniyim Shenisinaso Mitzvah Esei. The Cholik Din Afreshim and Akom. It's only a mitzvah of Aziv, and the Zomit says Nesina Mashen Kim Mafresh Men Amarim. There's a mitzvah of Nesina Lani. So there's a mitzvah of leaving it, and then there's a special mitzvah of giving it afterwards. That's a different mitzvah. So b'bir advarim nira al derech she amalnu lahayilnu l'shana b'sefer mitzvah yisod achiyuv achori shekotzer kol asad is teres hashava. Remember before we said this mitzvah la'shiva la'aniyim. It's a teres hashava. He's giving it back to them. He's returning it to them. And that's what obligates him to give it to the aniyim, and not baziva sapeya. So we see the Das HaRambam that by the Tazov Yisera was mischadish einu chiyuv, not because of the ikar mitzvah hanachas peya. And the writing to the Brisker Rav, he writes that Be'emes le'nemar b'tazov yisera digam la'abayi b'peyak opanam armina di'abed le'mani. Ela be'emes mahani. That according to Abaye, we say mahani. And there's a new chiyuv. There's a new chiyuv after he cuts it down. What he did was effective. He's no longer chayiv in the first stage. Now it's a new stage, a new chiyuv. So the first stage is that he has to leave it there. And the second stage is if he didn't leave it there, so now, even though, yes, you lost that on that, he's over on the lois say. And now he has a new chiyuv to give it to restore it to the aniyim. But it's not pshat that he wasn't a kaim. But it's not pshat that originally when he cut it down, so it wasn't effective, and he still has that original mitzvah. No, he lost that original one, and now he has a new mitzvah of hashava. So this is very shver to say this in the Rambam, because כמו שאמרנו לדון בפירוש התעזוב יתרה שנתחדש בזה חיוב חדש We wanted to say there's a new chiyuv. That's only according to Abaye, who darshins the Taz of Yisera, that you have to give the mafresh min amarim. However, according to Chava, who holds the avid loy mahani, so the Taz of Yisera, he learns from the mafkir karmo and andrezach. So all we have is the ikar Taz of the pasuk. So if the Rambam really holds that, like Rava, like many people say, holds like Rava, and the Avad Lay Mahani, so we can't say there's a new chiyuv. Now, we want to say a pshat in the Rambam, there's a new chiyuv. After he cuts it down, there's a new chiyuv of Tazav, but that only works according to Abaye. It doesn't work according to Rava. Rava learned something else from the Tazav. Rava holds Lay Mahani. So it didn't help when he cut it down, so he's still chayiv in his original chiyuv. As mana seim Rambam, mana selach otena biyom sheidu barba. So, Mir Tashem, in the next segment, we will find the yishuv of the Divrei Rambam, of a nifla, the neder. Please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom.